shares his film before a live studio audience.
Hail, fellows, I bring ye joyful news. Judging from the in utero movements of our little child-to-be, it would appear that the birth of a cranelet is imminent, give or take a month.
Oh, feel that, doubters. I think it was an elbow.
Hello, little elbow.
Wait. Now, you can actually feel the little kid in there? Mm-hmm.
You don't mean to tell me that in the myriad times Carla's been pregnant, you've never felt her baby's move?
Hey, no guy touches my belly unless he's paying for dinner.
Lilith, might the boys have the privilege of experiencing this divine movement within you?
Certainly. Put your hands here. There, did you feel that?
No, I didn't feel anything.
I think I heard him move.
No, that was my stomach grumbling. I haven't had a bite since breakfast.
Yeah, I think your stomach just moved. Hey, guys, check this out. You can really feel this.
Ooh, feels like a big wave in there, doesn't it?
Oh, hey, now, that felt like an elbow.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows.
Last week on Cheers.
If it ever got out that I had been having sex dreams all week about Sam, I could never, ever show my face in this bar again.
Well, fear not. You have confided in professionals. Your trust is sacred.
Thank you. I hate you for being in my dreams. I hate my dreams. I hate myself for dreaming my dreams.
And smack yourself for a while.
So come on, tell the truth. Isn't this better than waiting around for some Mr. Wonderful to come walking through the door? Huh?
Sorry to interrupt. I'm looking for Rebecca Hart.
Robin Colcourt.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Have I caught you at a bad time?
You caught me just in time.
Excuse me. Listen, hi, Sam Malone here. Will you do me a favor and come back in about an hour? We're about to close a very important deal here.
Yes, I beg your pardon.
No. Please come in. Sam and I can resume negotiations momentarily.
Yes, I'll just take a few minutes.
You know Robin Colcourt. Colcourt Investment, Colcourt Foundation of the Arts, Colcourt Plaza on Fifth Avenue.
Oh, really? Small world. I used to date a secretary who worked there. Do you know a small blonde named Angela? I don't remember her last name.
I'm sorry, I'll have to be more specific.
Looks great in black boots.
She sounds like one of ours. Yes, well, anyway, Miss Howe, I'm here because I've received several of your letters.
Oh, I don't believe they got to you.
Oh, well, I have a male secretary who likes the pictures of yourself you enclose, and I appreciate your business sense.
Really?
Oh, yes, Howard was especially enamored of the shot of you in the form-fitting business suit, licking an envelope.
No, I meant the business sense part.
Oh, yes, regarding my South End property.
I wouldn't mind having one of those licking pictures.
Yes, it's quite tastefully done.
Oh, well, never mind it.
Grenadine stain.
I'll try soaking it in club soda.
Oh, no. Oh, geez, this is my hair. I need this. Look at that. It's in my hair. I hate this. I'll be right back.
I bet it gets all spiky. Anyway, Miss Howe, I'm much obliged to you for your suggestion that I unload the South End property before the market price bottomed out. Thanks to you, I stand to turn quite a nifty little profit.
You took my advice.
Well, actually, Miss Howe, no. To sell when the land values are so depressed might be considered insane, so I've done just the opposite. I'm developing the land as an exclusive urban complex. It's quite similar to something I've done on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. May I use your desk?
Oh, please.
Well, you see, first we bulldoze the land. Did I startle you?
Yes, but I like it. Missed something.
Yes. Thank you. Now, here we put our championship golf course. And here, here, and here. High-rise condominiums overlooking the golf course and the artificial lake. Well, something to serve as an ice rink in the winter.
It's beautiful.
And just there, that spot of perspiration where your hand was, that's the Performing Arts Center.
Mr. Colcord, it's time.
Oh, yes, thank you, Miles. I just seem to have made a bit of a mess here. Miles, we'd get someone to clean this up. In fact, I'd like to buy you another one.
Oh, it's just an old blotter.
No, I meant the desk.
Okay.
I'll see to it, sir.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank you for drawing my attention to South End, and I owe you dinner.
I love dinner.
Well, unfortunately, at this moment, I'm heading out to Beverly Hills.
I love Beverly Hills.
I do realize this is a bit sudden, but would you care to join me?
No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant I love Beverly Hills in general. I didn't mean to whisk me away on your private jet. You do have a private jet, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't even know what to wear if someone took me to dinner in Beverly Hills.
No, I have credit lines up and down Rodeo. It would be my pleasure to outfit you. That is, if you don't mind shopping.
I love shopping.
This is great, Sammy. Well, what time you open tomorrow? I'll bring my laundry, eh?
Believe it or not, some people care about their appearance.
I could take that as an insult, you know, if I cared about my appearance.
And I'm sure Miles has brought the car around.
Oh, he's sure Miles has brought the car around.
Well, that spot's better.
Anybody see if that English guy left yet?
Oh, he just took off.
Yeah? All right. fellas, here we go.
And remember, nobody opens this door, even if you hear screaming. Especially if you hear screaming.
Rebecca? Rebecca?
Hey, Woodpile, what are you up to there?
I'm making a map of all the places Mr. Colcord's taken Miss Howe over the past 3 days. Every one of these beer nuts represents a major city on the West Coast. Of course, it was more authentic before Mr. Peterson accidentally ate La Jolla.
Here comes Sammy. Hide the map, Woody. I'll hide the cities.
Hey, Woody, what you got there?
Nothing. If you think it's some map of all the fun places Miss Howe's gone with that rich guy, you're way off the beam.
Woody.
It was bound to come out. You'd smell the whole West Coast on your breath, Mr. Peter.
Guys, come on. You can talk about Rebecca having a good time all you want. It's no skin off my nose.
Are you sure you aren't still repressing? Well, just a bit.
All right, maybe a little bit. I mean, it doesn't seem fair, does it? I mean, I spent 3 years loosening the cap on that peanut butter jar, and right now she's sticking to the roof of somebody else's mouth.
Forget about it, Sammy. She's yesterday's news.
And here comes today's edition. Look at those headlines.
Oh, excuse me, fellas. Oh, boy, who raised that bar on me? Can't admire the way Sammy bounces back, yeah?
He's still repressing his feelings, you know. How come I can't repress mine with a girl like that?
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Notice anything new?
Wow, that is fantastic.
Thank you.
When you're done out there, can you come sweep up behind the bar?
Carla, even your bitter little East Coast jokes bounce right off my back today. Robin Colcord is here showing me the most fabulous 3 days of my life.
Oh, you look great, Miss Howe.
Well, I should. I spent all yesterday having a complete makeover. Theo, it's the skin of the rich.
Wow, makes a baby's butt feel like sandpaper.
I know. I'm a beautiful, beautiful girl. I feel so happy. I feel like getting together with my girlfriends and Gabby. Carla, you want to gab?
No.
You have to. I am your boss, and we're going to talk about my new rich boyfriend. So what do you think of him?
Men are pigs.
Nice gabbing with you, Carla. Hey, where's Sam?
I think he's in the pool room.
Carla, did he seem upset about anything while I was gone?
Oh, yeah. I don't know when he'll get over it.
Hey, listen, don't worry about it. Just chalk dust. It'll come off.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. She's nice. What? Hey, look who's back. My God, you look fantastic.
I wanted to apologize to you for running out on you like I did.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, that was kind of sudden, but, we all managed around here, and I just hope you had a good time.
No, Sam, I mean, because you and I were about ready to...
Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't.
Well, that's nothing to feel sorry for.
No, please, Sam, accept my apology.
Well, it's no big deal.
Please accept my apology.
All
for
right.
me.
I will. For you.
Well, don't do it for me. Do it for you.
I don't care.
Thank you for ruining a perfectly wonderful day.
No, if it means that much, then apologize to
me. Oh, I bet you'd love that.
How many do you have to score with before you understand just one?
Sam, I need to talk to you.
Oh, what's up?
Well, it's a personal thing about my relationship with Robin. I haven't told anybody, but I need somebody to talk to.
Oh, no. He's married, isn't he?
No.
Gay?
No.
Well, what is it? You can tell me.
All right. I think it has something to do with this.
That was a dream. And all of a sudden, she reaches down to her neck and she peels off her face. And there's Al here. And I woke up in a cold sweat.
So you never did get to finish the dream?
Oh. I was awake by then, so I switched on Movies Till Dawn. You know, they were showing that one with Buddy Hackett and the Ducks. Of course, I was up for the rest of the night then.
So, Sam, do you remember anything else about the dream?
Oh, man, it was the eeriest thing. I mean, it was real, you know, vivid, like real life.
Sammy, that's a premonition dream. That means it's really going to happen.
Oh, Carter, that's an old wives' tale.
I'm an old wife. I know about these things. Rebecca is going to tell Sammy that something ain't right between her and Daddy Big Bucks.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, please.
Well, now, Carla may have a point there.
Excuse me, while I was blinking, did we all just suddenly time travel back to the age of the Druids?
I'm not saying the dream was psychic, but perhaps your subconscious mind has observed something subtle between Rebecca and Robin Colcord that disturbs you.
Well, I know how to find out right now. Sammy, give me some of your fingernail clippings. I'll have Madame Lazora burn them and inhale them while she's in a trance.
Oh, take Lilith along. The three of you can gather around the kettle and stir.
Well, Doctor, with regards to dream analysis, what do your two less years of schooling tell you?
Modern dream theory suggests, Sam, that dreams are not what they seem to be about at all, but rather about the dreamer himself. You have not been dreaming about Rebecca Howe and Robin Colcord. You've been dreaming about Sam Malone.
Wait a minute. Then why was it so scary?
Well, perhaps. Your dreams are trying to tell you about something too frightening for your waking life.
Like what?
Well, like you care. You care about Rebecca.
Oh, come on, Fraser. You know me. How can I care about her? We haven't done the main thing I care about.
Forgive me, Sam. I forgot about your high moral standards.
You mean to say that you can't care about a woman unless you sleep with her first?
Well, yeah.
I got this kind of, you know, carrying mechanism that only gets switched on by a naked trip through the love zoo.
You're kidding.
Well, no, it doesn't always get switched on. I mean, sometimes I go to bed with a babe and find out I don't care, but by then, who cares?
Lovely.
Oh, come on, Lilith, don't get me wrong. If I do care, I'm as loyal as a dog.
Dog would be the right term, yes.
Care about Rebecca.
Hey, Sam, you know, Sam and I have been talking here, and we come up with a third possible interpretation of that dream.
Yeah, what's that?
You don't want Rebecca, you want Al.
I think we can safely rule that one out.
Amen.
Hey!
Sorry.
Sammy, what is the matter with you? You almost hit Cliff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you just put a little bit more topspin on it, you'd have had him.
Carla, I think I care about Rebecca.
Kill me right now, Sam. Just drive this pool cue right through my heart. Do you know how many years it has taken me to get over that horrible thing you had with...
Diane.
Shut up! I beg you, don't do this to me again.
Hey, I don't like that any more than you do. But there it is.
It's all right, Sam. It's gonna be okay. At least you've taken the first step. Admitting you have the problem is half the cure.
What am I gonna do?
We'll move to Vegas and I'll be your love slave.
Hey, Sam, don't worry. I'll be okay.
You're not gonna mope, are you?
No, I'll be okay. I'll get over. I'll be fine.
Oh, the moper's anthem. Look, Sammy, forget about her. I mean, even if you do gag care for her, it's too late.
Oh, I know. I mean, I can't compete with that guy. He's the first man she's gone to bed with in 3 years. She's going to think he invented sex.
That's right. Look, you've given it your best shot. Now, just get on with your life.
No, but see, that's it. I haven't really given it my best shot. I mean, yeah, I flirted with her, and I had her up against the wall a couple of times, but... I never really walked up and said, Rebecca, I care.
Please, Sam, I just ate.
Maybe that's what she's waiting for. Maybe she's waiting for some guy to come up and say, I care. Well, I could do that, I think. Yeah, I care. How's that sound?
I don't know. It was drowned out by the sound of my flesh crawling.
I'll tell you, that English guy doesn't care for her. I'll tell you that. I mean, she's just another fling to him. See, but that's the advantage I have. See, I can walk right up to her and I say...
Don't say it again! Look, if you're going to do it, just shut up and do it, okay? Get it over with. If we're lucky, she'll just say, buzz off. And if by some remote, unlikely chance she cares back, just don't even bother to chalk it up. Put it right through my heart.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah.
Men aren't pigs. Pigs are smarter.
And this is Frank's design for the main tower.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
And since I have you to thank for it, I have you to thank for it. It's the same building on a necklace.
And all the windows are diamonds. And there are so many windows.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I'll call you when I get back from Zurich.
Will you miss me?
I'll fax you every day. Hello,
me.
Sam.
Yeah.
I see the grenadine came out nicely.
No, actually, this is a new shirt. It just looks like the old one.
Yes, that's very clever.
Do you want something, Sam?
Yes, there's something I want to tell you. I'm sorry I haven't told you this sooner, but I haven't realized this myself till just now. And if I don't tell you now, I may miss the opportunity. Sweetheart.
Oh, Rebecca, I just wanted to tell you that I care for you. Very, very deeply.
That guy. Do you know how long I waited to hear someone say that? Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. You wanted to say something to me.
Yes. We're out of beer nuts. And I'm sorry that I didn't tell you sooner. If I had, maybe we'd have beer nuts.
Oh, isn't he wonderful? You know, I didn't think men like him still existed. I mean, he could care about a woman even when he hasn't gone to...
Gone to what?
Nothing.
You two haven't gone to...
Paris or Taiwan or any other place where young lovers go.
You two haven't gone to bed together.
We have too. Many, many times. And it was fantastic. We moved the earth.
His wooden leg didn't bother you?
He has a wooden leg?
I knew it!
I can't believe this. You didn't go to bed together. Why not? Oh, what's wrong? Is he married?
No.
Is he gay?
No.
You're not going to peel your face off. Huh? Of course, I know why you didn't go to bed with him. Because every time you're with Mr. Wonderful, you're thinking, I should really be with my dream man, me.
Wrong. The timing just wasn't right.
Yeah, because of me.
No, because of circumstance.
Circumstances named me.
Shut up.
Me.
Not you.
Not him.
All right, if you want to know why, Mr. Smarty Pants.
You know, isn't it funny how whenever you think of me, the word pants pops out of your mouth?
I did not go to bed with Robin Colcord for a very good reason.
Me?
No, me! Maybe because I haven't been to bed with a man in so long that it will probably be so crummy that he'll leave me. And then I'll be stuck right back where I was.
If memory serves me, that would be with... Mimi.
What do you want now, bozo? I'm sorry, Woody. I thought you were somebody else.
I have a message for you, Miss Abbott. I'm not quite sure what it means.
What is it?
Me, 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 me.